I think it's difficult to sum them up, you know, to end up in a huddle at the end of a game. I'll never experience anything like it in my life. I know that with my players that have done me so proud and my management team that have done me so proud and the support staff all there as one. That unity was there that for everyone to see, you know, and that's what we've built it off. To share it with the fans is incredible, and to share it with the Huddersfield fans is something, again, that I'll live with me for the rest of my life, because the respect the two fans have shown each other is something that will go down in history. And people talk about, you know, the fans and what's bad about English football and fans. Well, come into this stadium today and you'll see true supporters wanting two teams to stay in this league, and they deserve to be Championship fans. Huddersfield and our fans deserve to be in this league. That's what I do know.
Seems extraordinary that 21,000 people were all chanting "We are staying up" at one stage of the game.
We'll never see things like it, I don't think. You know, for this to come down to this game, and at one stage we were down and one stage in the game Huddersfield were down, it shows you the complexity of what we've had to go through today. But, you know, stripping it all back, the lads have produced something quite remarkable. Possibly one of the best achievements that's ever been achieved by a Barnsley team. And this group of players deserve the credit. My management staff deserve the credit and the support staff, because we've been a unified club. And this isn't just a dig-out result. This ain't unlucky that Peterborough went down. We have deserved to stay in this league. Them players deserve to be Championship players next season. That's my belief. It's been belief from day one. And it has always been about us. It's been about what we do on and off the pitch. And, you know, this victory won. We went to Spain, and the spirit and the galvanised spirit that we got over there, that's where this... that's where we've stayed in this league. You know, we had 4 days together. We all committed to each other, and we made sure that, you know, we made sure that we wanted to be in this league together.
How soon after the full-time result here did you know about the result at Selhurst Park? I think it depended on where you were in the ground as to how quickly you found out.
We had the radio. We had Clem. You know, he was getting a live update on where it was at. It was about 3 minutes. But again, I'll remember that 3 minutes. Got a photographic memory of being with my players, being with my staff. We was unified, was in the dugout unified, and special memories. Seeing that result come in and looking at them players in the eyes, every one of them deserve, you know, the credit they're going to get and the credit they should get. And I just thought I can keep them together. That's the thing in my head now, 20 minutes on. These special human beings. You don't pull something like this off if you've got wrong people in the football club. We've got the right people. We've got the right people leading the club. And hopefully, you know, we can move on from it.
Is that maybe a key now for you with the next 3 weeks, to make sure all of the lads whose contracts are up and what have you, and all of the players that are here now stay next year?
You know, it's we might be too late, really. You know, we might be too late. I was asking people, you know, that I think they deserve to get contracts maybe 4 weeks, 5, 6 weeks ago. And I think they did. But it's gone this far. We'll see what goes on in the next 2 weeks, and I've got a massive 2 weeks ahead of me. Not been able to plan anything. We're behind the post on every sort of different aspect of what you want to do and plan as a manager, and now we can really start some groundwork and make changes that need making.
This won't be news to you, of course, but Don Rowing told us on Radio Sheffield that they have offered you the permanent manager's position going forward. Clearly, is that an easy decision for you? Presumably it is.
There's a lot dependent on that. You know, I don't want to scratch around again. I don't want to scratch around in this league, which we've been doing for 5 years. We've got to make sure that we come together, we have a different approach. I don't think their approach has worked over the last 5 years. I want a different approach. I want to plow as much of the money we get into the first team squad. You know, I've done different things with this squad. I've treated them like Championship players. I've took them to hotels. I've given them training days at St. George's. We've went to Spain and galvanised the spirit. There's a lot that I want to do. Mickey Mellon's a driven, enthusiastic, passionate guy and very good at his job. You know, I want Mickey Mellon to be here next season. I want Martin Scott to be here next season. I brought Tony Courton in, one of the best goalkeepers that's ever wore the England shirt, and he's coming in and help me and do specific sessions. So there's so much that, you know, I want to do and I'm planning to do. But, you know, we'll wait and see. Because... you know, we don't want to be also runs in this football league. We've just accumulated an incredible amount of results, and you know, everyone said it couldn't be done. League Two and League One players, I was sick of hearing that couldn't be done. And these players are just amazing. You know, Dagnall, Goldburn, Dawson, Perkins, Chris O'Grady, these are special people, special human beings we brought to the football club. And the fans have appreciated them, the fans have bought into them. And I just want to make sure that Kelvin Atuhu, Tom Kennedy, wow, you know, these guys have, they give everything. They give their heart and soul, they give every breath, and that's what it took.
So are you waiting for some kind of assurances that you're going to be able to do all that before you sign your contract?
I'm going to sit down with the board and we'll try and get a strategical plan. That's what needs to happen, you know, this needs to happen. If it had gone to League One, it needed to happen. And, you know, this first team, this group of players have to be the most important people at the football club, because it's about the players. We've got to get that right, you know. And if I'm here next season, I'll make sure that we try and get that right, because they deserve it. They deserve it. They're giving everything for the football club and for the cause, and it's important we get it right.
Just finally, the celebrations will be what now going forward? What will tonight hold?
I don't know. You know, you plan nights out and they never go right, do they? You know, so yeah. I'm impulsive. I'll go and see my family and speak to my family, but you know, I don't know myself. I do know one thing. I'll be up at my dad's grave tonight. You know, my best ever achievements. I go and share it with my dad. So you know, I'll probably have an hour up there with my dad, and then go from there. Yeah.
Just as an aside from that, that was the family on the pitch, wasn't it? Your lads,
yeah,
down there. How
yeah,
special
my
was
that? Boys, man, my two boys. Yeah, they're brilliant. They did my life. You know, they my drug. They the thing that keep me going every day. After my dad died, they've given me the light to go on, and you know, I just want to make sure that this day is about memories. I've shared it, you know, my family shared it, all the players' families have been here today to witness it and be a part of it, and special day.